B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, happy Friday. We made it, guys.
That's
we
the key.
Made it. Another week that's down. Yes.
That's the key. That's the key to today. Remember, it's Friday. As you sit there and you drive around, or maybe you're staying at home, or maybe you're running around, you got us on. It's Friday. You should feel different on a Friday. 75-degree day Friday. A little humidity out there. It's moist.
What's the real feel? Give me the real feel. What's it feel okay. like?
I'm going to go with, you know, like when you rent a house down the Cape, you know. Say it's late July, and your kids are up early because you're in a little tight salt box and someone makes a noise, everybody in the house is up. So it's about 6:15, and you go outside with your cup of coffee, you step on that back deck, and there's a little moisture on the deck from the dew from overnight. You take a deep breath, and it's about 73, but it's a little cloudy. It's going to burn off somewhere around 11 because it's going to be a great beach day, right? Because that's what it is. That's what the Cape is, and that's what you do down there. You go to the beach. And you just see your beach chair stacked over there against the wall. You see the buckets. Oh, I should have rinsed those buckets out yesterday. But why would I rinse buckets out? They got sand on them. We're taking them back to the sand. You know, maybe we should get that bucket filled up again. So that's how you fill your bucket up every morning. You take a deep breath, and you get the humidity, and it's a 72-degree day, early morning Cape. That's your feel-like temperature. Bam.
There it is. Real feel.
And that's why it's a Yacht Rock Friday today. That's why it's a Yacht Rock Friday today.
Sure is.
And you're wondering, hey, did I dry my shorts enough from the beach yesterday? Do I have to put wet swim trunks on again? Oh. Like, that's the worst part. Like, and they got a little sand in there, and it cuts in a little bit. They got to cut that liner out of the trunks. You got to go liner-free trunks.
All right, then. Well, we got a great show today, boys. I'm really looking forward to the 1 o'clock hour. We have our own quarantine scenes today. We made our own.
Yeah, we're taking over this thing, because when you're going to do it right, you got to do it right.
Yep.
If you're going to do it right. Don't half-ass it, right?
Okay. So we hope you're here for that, because I think it's worth your time. I think you want to be here for that.
It's so
really
well produced.
Willing to say at this moment.
It is so well produced.
All right. It is. It's excellent.
And it's sports based, so yeah, we'll give you that. Well, it's a sports show.
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, well, let's get to it. How about this from this morning? This just happened a short time ago. Bryce Harper, who is one of the faces of baseball, right? I mean,
he and Trout are the face of baseball along with
Judge. I would say he's the one of the top two faces in the game. Yeah. Harper and Trout.
Yep.
Oh, here's what he had to say this morning on Get Up about what Blake Snell had to say a couple of days ago and whether or not he agrees with him.
What did Snell say on his stream earlier, do you know?
That he said it's not worth it to play with pay cuts, and that he, like, you guys are risking your lives getting, like, obviously getting COVID.
Yeah, I love Snell. That's my guy, bro.
He said if someone gets it, they got to live with that for the rest of their lives.
He ain't lying. He's right.
He's like, I need my... He's like, give me my money or I'm not playing.
Hey, bro, he's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snow, man. He has a beast, too. One of the best lefties in the game, bro.
All right, so that's on a Twitch. They played it on Get Up this morning. They played it on ESPN. They're playing a Twitch clip on ESPN. I thought they typically leave that to the people in our department, but hey, they're getting with the times. Or they're desperate for content. But that's the second voice you hear is Harper.
Yep.
Yeah, way to man up. Way to say I'm going to get mine.
He's the face of baseball to me, because he's the guy with a personality.
Dude,
like, Trout has no personality. At least this guy, Harper, has personality, whether you like him or not.
About time somebody said that, right, guys?
About time someone manned up.
To Mazda's size on this. I want them to keep this up. I want them to fight this to the point where they don't play this season, and then public opinion has waned to the point where they just end up. It's not going to be one, you know, fatal stab, but they're going to kill their sport.
I want it.
Now I kind of want it. I didn't want that before. You don't wish for something. Now I kind of want it. He's speaking the truth. What's the truthful part? That if you get COVID, you have to live with that for the rest of your life, or you're asymptomatic and you never know that you have it, and all you got to do is sit in your room and play video games for 2 weeks. You know, there's that. You know, there's that very real, not only possibility, but for young healthy people,
right.
A probability.
Or you can have it like Chris Cuomo and work through it, right?
No, I mean. no one had to say it. It didn't have to be said. I think we all have got a pretty good understanding of what's going on and the ramifications. And for Blake Snell to say, I got to get mine. That's what had to be said, Bryce.
It's the way he said it. It's the way he said it.
No. It's not the way he said it. It's what
he said too.
And how he said it. I got to get mine. I got to get paid. I'm not playing unless I get all my money. And Bryce Harper said, good for him. Someone had to say it. He's speaking the truth.
Someone had to man up.
You're going to kill your sport, gentlemen. You're going to kill it.
Fine.
People barely like you to begin with. The population that likes baseball is getting smaller every day. Keep it up. Keep it up, you two bozos.
Really, it's the one sport you don't miss. A lot of people. I mean, it's, again, on all these polls. I know, because you're a baseball guy.
Like, you just love crapping on baseball. You always do, whether there's a pandemic or not.
Yeah, it's boring.
Right, so you don't like baseball, but there are plenty of people that do like baseball. I like baseball. So when people say, I won't watch it if they come back after this, I'm so mad at them. Just because you're not in that department. Like, you don't like baseball. You don't truly enjoy the game. So I wouldn't expect you to say you miss it, but there are people that do miss it. I miss it. Like, I miss it right now this time of year. This is the time of year when I'm most locked in, the first 2 months of the season, because the weather's not great yet and you're spending more time indoors. And then as you get into the summer months, you don't watch it as intently as you do, for me at least, my habits, the first 2 months of the season. And then you're more locked in maybe in September again when you sort of get back into normal routines. So I miss it right now. And these guys, though, piss me off like you wouldn't believe, because they're so unaware of what's going on around them, and they're so tone deaf, and they're always so tone deaf.
Well, they're the best at what they do in their sport, and that's the problem for their teams, because if they're saying that, you got all these young kids, you know, and some guys in their second year looking at them saying, wow, if these guys are saying it, maybe we feel that way too. They're the leaders, you know?
So the fact that
the Bryce Harper thing, I didn't pay enough attention to Bryce Harper, you know, during the contract negotiation, just kind of, or maybe we did, maybe we
years.
Did,
yeah.
Maybe we did talk about his $330 million deal. What I missed out on at the time was the fact that he felt hurt, he felt insulted by the Nationals' offer, which reportedly was for 10 years and $300 million.
He was insulted, yes.
He was insulted. He was hurt by it. It hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he was hurt by that. He was hurt by someone trying to give him $300 million.
Yes. You thought that was a low-ball offer because he ended up getting... Okay.
Yeah. Listen, this guy has always had sort of the MO of being a dink anyway, of being a bit of a hard ass, and so there are other players that don't like him. So whether or not, you know, he speaks for all the players remains to be seen, but I just get the feeling that most of these guys do feel this way. Carrabba's said that, and I know he talks to a ton of current players.
He talks to a lot of them. Yes, he does.
And on top of that, you've got Passan who said it, and it's expected. It's fully in line with who these guys are all the time. Tone deaf, unaware of what's going on around them, and really just not giving a damn about anything but themselves. I mean, that's sort of their history. So I'm not surprised about this, but why are you feeling so compelled to say this so publicly and just be so arrogant about it.
They have no problem with this audio getting out. When you're on Twitch and that, you're on it live and you're streaming and people are watching and they're tuning in because it's freaking Bryce Harper or Kyle Van Noy, who's always got his Twitch stuff going, David Price, you know this is going to get out. So they have no problem putting it out there. It's almost like they want to slowly get it out there and like get more guys talking about it. To what Harper said, about time somebody said something about it. Like, that means they're thinking this. That's the way they think.
You know, people got really pissed at baseball players in 94 with the strike. They did. People were pissed, and it took a while for the game to come back. And I think it fully came back later in that decade. And that was great. Great for the sport. They made a comeback. They had steroids, thank God. That saved their sport.
It was awesome.
And so they were able to recover from that. I think the recovery process from this is going to be a lot longer. And I fear that they're going to damage the sport's popularity further than what it's already what's already happened, which is, you know, a problem, because I'm still going to come back. Like, I'm not one of these people, I'm not going to watch. No, I will watch. I will always watch. And there are plenty of people who are in that department. We will always watch it. But then there are some that have already lost some interest in it, and this will just give them another reason to be pissed off and say, yeah, I don't really like those guys. I don't have an easy time rooting for some of the guys that are playing in those games, and because of that, I choose not to watch it. I'm going to take a pass. I don't like these guys. I don't like one of the faces of the game. I don't like Bryce Harper. I can't stand his attitude. I don't like Blake Snell. I don't like players X, Y, and Z for what they may say on a Twitch channel any moment now. So that's a problem. And furthermore, their CBA is up next year. And I mentioned this yesterday, but they could be facing now a longer labor stoppage because they screw up right now. And that could happen again. And this could really turn into something a lot bigger than just whether or not they play this summer. And that may have been a long shot anyway. But along the way, they're going to ruin their, you know, whatever reputation they have or damage the sport further than what it already has faced, along with everything else in this world. It's maddening. It's maddening that these guys at least don't have the smarts to shut up about it and not express themselves so freely. I gotta get mine. Yeah, that really resonates with people right now. That's a great message, you guys. Doing a hell of a job for the sport. And this is a guy in Bryce Harper who has always said baseball's gonna be fun again, right? Make baseball great again. That's Bryce Harper. How's he doing so far? How's he doing on the job?
Oh, you mean this season or just the Phillies in general?
In general, the contract stuff, being insulted by $300 million, his comments last night. I mean, what exactly is he doing to make baseball great again, to bring back the game?
Well, he got the Phillies to the world. He got the Phillies to the World Series with his bat. Yeah,
he's got 11 more years. He's got to hang in there.
Oh,
you know?
Is that what happened? I must have missed that one.
Did that Nationals offer actually, in retrospect, appear to be generous?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, how'd they do without him, by the way, the Nationals?
They finished in last place, didn't they?
Anyone catch that? Anyone catch how the Nationals did without? I'm just curious. We'll have to look it up. Last or second to last?
I can't remember.
Hold on, let me Google that. 2019 standings,
right?
Baseball. Oh, actually, you know what? Let's see if they made the playoffs. What do you guys think? Want to check?
I'm sure
they, see if they.
No. Well,
you're being coy now.
I don't follow it.
Oh. It says here that, let's see, 2019 World Series. Oh, I got the World Series up.
Oh, they did make it to the series, but they didn't win. Now I remember.
It says here they won it in seven games. The
Washington
Nationals.
Okay, I didn't watch Game Seven. I forgot. Okay,
I missed that one.
Beatles doesn't prove anything. That doesn't prove anything.
Make the game great again, Bryce. You're doing a hell of a job. Keep that going. By the way, Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball, was on TV last night. He's got a number about how much money he thinks the owners will lose if there's no season. He did say he's confident there will be a deal and they will be able to get the players to agree. But you'll hear from the commissioner next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Major League Baseball is obviously a business. Do you have a... what happens if you don't have a season? I mean, I don't know the economics of it well enough. You know, if there's no baseball played this year or it gets shut down mid-season because of another outbreak, economically, what does that mean? Obviously, the ripple effects for a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people who, beyond just the players, who are involved and need this work.
Yeah, the economic effects are devastating, frankly, for the clubs. We're a big business, but we're a seasonal business. And unfortunately, this crisis began at kind of the low point for us in terms of revenue. We hadn't quite started our season yet. And if we don't play a season, the losses for the owners could approach $4 billion.
I don't know how Rob Manfred arrives at a $4 billion number. I haven't found anything that fully explains how it's $4 billion. I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not cynical in the sense that I don't believe him.
Right. You want to know totality. What's the net?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I would like to know the math on that. He's obviously not going to go into detail with Anderson Cooper on CNN and do a full breakdown of the numbers. But according to Manfred, the owners would be on the hook for $4 billion if they don't play a season. So if you do that math, I think that comes out to about $120 million a team would be the difference. They'd lose about $120 million by not playing the season. And again, I don't know the full math there, so I don't know how that all breaks out because their revenue far exceeds $4 billion a year.
Yeah.
And if they lose $4 billion, is that they make no money and then owe $4 billion to something? I don't know. I have no idea. I know they all have debt. They all have things that are, you know, not paid for yet. So I have no idea. I don't know how he arrives at that, but that's what he said.
It may seem, you know, like just a, you know, a trivial discussion, but it's not. If you're talking about baseball still making money and they were going to, let's say they were going to make $5 billion, but they only end up making $1 billion, then you lose, you could say we would lose $4 billion. If maybe Major League Baseball makes no money this year, and as you said, Beetle, it would end up costing each team on average $120 million to come up to that $4 billion mark. Okay, I don't know what the difference is, and as you said, Anderson Cooper didn't say, and I don't know that he necessarily needed to in that interview, you know, press.
No,
him
he
on
didn't.
That. How
no,
did
no,
you
that's
come
not
up with
the
that
that's not the that's not the venue for that. I mean, that's
no,
just
but
that'd be a long and complicated discussion. He's trying to do a 7-minute interview, you know.
Right. It could be it could impact the way people think about the owners versus the players on this, which is what it's coming down to. It's an owners versus players type of scenario, and the baseball is going to lose. Club owners could lose $4 billion. Does that mean you were going to make $4 billion? Not you're going to make anything. You're not going to make anything. You got to go into your pockets and collectively come up with the $4 billion. There's a difference. There is a difference.
Right. There definitely is. And I don't know what the breakdown is, but Rob Manfred did say in that same interview with Anderson Cooper that he is he holds the belief that a deal will be reached, that it is of his opinion that labor issues with the players will not derail the season, that they will be able to figure it out and get a deal done. So that's coming from baseball's side. We'll see what continues from the players' side. But so far, it has not been good. And every time that one of these players says something like this, all I do is say, where is your union head? Where is Tony Clark? Where is the guidance to the players on what they should be saying or what the plan is or what the approach is? There seems to be zero coordination other than, give me my money. I got to get mine. Like, guys, that's a piss-poor plan. I got news for you. That is not going to work for you. Not only will it not work with the owners, you are going to get crushed publicly, and you're going to damage your entire sport. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. Well, Mike, go ahead, Hardy.
Just, I mean, I think they will reach an agreement, Beetle, because there are, you know, some players who maybe their attitude is a little too cavalier, but at least it's on the other side of this. There was one in spring training who was quoted as saying that, you know, the coronavirus isn't that big of a deal. And the quote is, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. And he just thinks too much is being made of it. By the way, that player is Blake Snell, who was quoted as saying that in the spring training.
Well, his tune's changed, huh?
Yes. I mean, to think that he has done a 180 to that extent.
He's one of those guys that just talks without thinking, right? He just, everything's outward dialogue.
Yes.
Here's what I'm thinking at this time.
Ugh. I mean, Hardy, it's not wrong to have changed your opinion of it now versus at the start of March or the start of...
No.
When did he say it?
That was from... He said that to Mark Topkin in a spring training interview. Let's see when that was posted. I'll have to go back and look.
But yeah, again, I don't have an issue with him having a different opinion of it now than he did at the time. But my problem with him yesterday, my biggest problem with him is he can't decide what his argument is for not wanting to go back. Oh, it's about my health and my risk. You know, I don't want to take that risk with my health, but I want my money. So if you give me my money, I'll take the risk. Well, wait a minute. Do you not want to take the risk of contracting it or not? What is this about? Is it about your health or is it about the money? Something tells me it has nothing to do with the risk. It has everything to do with your money. Because if they just pay your full salary, you're like, well, my concerns are gone.
If you get paid more, the risk goes down. I mean, that's simple medicine. We don't have time to go to med school today, but obviously if you get paid more money, you're not jeopardizing your life anymore. Duh.
Right. Right, because there's got to be a player out there, and I feel like we've heard from them maybe in other sports. I don't know if anyone's like said it on the record. Maybe I'm thinking of our interview the other day with Jeff Fry, who's like, there are players that aren't going to want to go back because they don't want to, because they're not comfortable with the risk. They don't want to go home to their families. They don't want to do it. Well, fine. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it, and you'll take the season off. But it can't be both. You can't have it both ways. Oh, I'm very concerned. I don't want to do it. But if you pay me my full salary, I'll do it. Like, what? Exactly. What is it? Is it about you and your health and your family, or is it about your money? And with Snell, you know it's about his money. So you might as well leave the other stuff out of it.
And Bryce Harper is there to back him up. Needed to be said.
Yeah.
Love him for saying it.
Yeah, way to man up. Way to man up.
Throws gas.
Mike in Bradford. Hey, Mike.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
What's up?
Good. Good. All right, so here's my thoughts. These contracts are guaranteed, correct?
Yes.
Now, yes.
Not knowing what's in the contract, a lot of contracts, being a contract attorney, have a clause called the force majeure clause, so if there's an act of God, contracts are supposed to be honored. Not knowing what's in these contracts, I have no idea what's going on. But in all honesty, if they're not playing, the contract should be paid.
And no, they already signed that right away back in March. They already signed an amendment. Yeah, they already collectively bargained that they would not be paid and that they would not sue the league for lost wages.
Awesome. So what's the big deal if they don't play this season? They've already made a decision. They've already made that decision that they're okay not getting paid. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, and I think that's why they are going to have to come around. They're just not going to get their full pay. They've already agreed that they will not sue the league. They will not go after the league for any sort of lost wages as a result of this. And there is a clause, according to Dan Shaughnessy's column in the Globe, there is a clause that says if there is no attendance and there's no attendance revenue, they have a right to go back on what they agreed to and to redo the deal. And that's the point they're at. And players seem to think that is wholly unreasonable.
Right, and then you get into the debate as to whether or not any concessions were made from ownership at that time and say, look, there could be something really, really drastic, but, you know, we feel that we'll be back and we'll be playing without fans, but, you know, we can pay you, you know, half your salary for half the season, whether there are fans or not, but let's renegotiate this. Or, you know, And there's language in the contract, and there's language that's spoken at the negotiating table, and hopefully anyone who, you know, who's worth anything gets it all in writing. But if the conversation was, and the language states, half a season for this percentage of pay, but if we get back and there are no fans in the stands, we got to rethink all of this. And if it's that clear cut and that cut and dry, I don't see where the players have a leg to stand on. Now, it doesn't mean they have to accept it. It doesn't mean they have to
do
it.
You can stay home.
But they, at the very least, have to get to the – they have to send someone back to the negotiating table because that's what you agreed to.
Exactly.
I just screenshot the clause that if there are no fans, and I'd screenshot that and send it to the players and ask them a quick question at the top, do you like apples? And yes, why? How do you like these apples? It's an easy one, right? I mean – It's just, and you go like, well, why, what's the problem? What's the big deal if they don't play? It's bad for the sport if you don't play. Whether you like the sport or not, it's bad. You don't want a sport to go away. Because then it becomes out of sight, out of mind. Like anything else. You start to, you know, get trained as we're being trained to not deal with sports right now, or not go to restaurants, or not go to malls. Now we're shopping online. We're getting our groceries different ways. We've been trained now to do things differently. Sport goes away for a year, that is problematic for the sport. You look at these schools now, too. There's a lot of universities that are cutting smaller programs, the ones that don't bring in the revenue. You know, the golf teams, the swim teams, tennis teams, whatever. And it's sad for those kids that go there and think they're going to play collegiate sports for 5 years. Stuff will go away. You know, and if you don't want to play, they won't play. It's good, it's good that they play. They have to play.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Jump on board. Your thoughts on baseball and where they stand after some of the comments the last couple of days, and will it derail their season? Again, the commissioner thinks a deal will get done. He thinks something will happen. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yes, so.
Who's back here in studio with you, T-Bone? Mongo Jerry?
Brian Rob.
B-Rob. The guy
up,
that was
B-Rob?
Running the... B-Rob, what's up? You were running that tower when Harrison Forbes landed those planes, huh? Hey, buddy. Told you.
Oh, here we go again with this stupid...
You've been on that for 3 weeks.
Stupid comparison.
It's not stupid. I nailed it.
It is. It is. It's ridiculous.
Nailed it. When we doing that thing, Hardy? When we doing our COVID scenes?
Check the rundown.
1 o'clock.
Okay. Nice.
1 o'clock.
I'm excited for that.
Take the rundown. Look it up, Jim.
Google it.
Turn it up, Tom.
Feel like I'm the Cape. 2 weeks, Cape. Let's go. Memorial Day.
Way to go.
What are you looking forward to exactly?
Getting on a boat.
Mexico.
Cooking out. Right. Sitting on a beach.
All right. I mean, you can go do that this weekend, can't you?
Yeah, but I only have the dumpster for 5 more days.
Oh, okay.
So we need to maximize that, kids. Let's go. Like an assembly line right out of that attic.
Hardy, you get rid of that old lawnmower yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was going to say, bring it over to Zoe's house. Dump it right in there, baby.
I don't know that you're supposed to.
You're not supposed to. I have a John Deere. I got a tractor I got to get rid of.
No, so, I remember inquiring. Yeah. I remember inquiring on your behalf when you were going to dump it in mine, and I was told you could as long as you drained out all the fluids.
Oh, well, I
you put it on the end of the road. Someone will grab that thing, dude.
Well, what about your John Deere tractor for
no
parts
one's grabbing
alone?
That. Yeah. Well, yeah, that thing's, yeah. I got,
I'm
like,
saying,
four people
you just
want
put it.
It
up on the old Craigslist.
Yeah. Clear out that shed, Zoe.
Facebook yeah. Marketplace. Somebody, sure. Somebody will give you something for it.
I don't want anything for it. Just come get it. Take it out of my yard.
All right. There you go. Done.
Yeah.
How old is it?
Oh, it's 90s.
Does it work?
The 90s. Oh, yeah. It'll fire up.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You want it gone?
Yeah, I want it gone.
I got a guy for that.
You
got
a guy for that?
Right. Yeah, I got to get that thing out of there today. Hold on. I'll text him in a minute.
Why don't you put a plow on the front of that sumbitch and use it on your driveway?
I got a plow guy for that.
I got a guy. I got a guy.
More people on
for
staff.
What time's Tony coming over?
No. I'll let you know. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number.
Call me after it. I got to go out there and see if it starts. I don't know if it starts.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it's going to matter if it does or not.
Oh, he just wants parts, huh?
No, I think they'll get it running is what
Scrap
I believe.
Metal.
That too. If it doesn't
Spiegel.
Run, if they can't get it run, oh, Spiegel. Spiegel turned that into scrap, no problem. They'll turn that thing into the size of a sugar cube
thing's not
by
light.
The end of the day.
You got any copper wire on that thing? Let me have a look at it before you stick it out on the curb.
Open phone line, 617-779-0985. Hardy, before we get to calls, and by the way, the phone line's wide open. What is going on with this story with these two football players that you mentioned in the headlines?
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
This is crazy. So
I don't know what parties they've been going to, but there's some highfalutin people.
This is a coronavirus problem. This is a quarantine problem right here.
The basics are this. DeAndre Baker, who is a corner for the Giants, and Quentin Dunbar, who's a corner for the Seahawks.
Yep. Starters.
Yes. Are being charged. There, you know, arrest warrants have been issued for an armed robbery investigation. Four counts of armed robbery with a firearm. Four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. Dunbar is wanted on four counts of armed robbery with a firearm. So this all happened on Wednesday night at a party.
Not a pistol, by the way.
That started Wednesday evening. So, and according to the warrants,
Uzi.
What they did was they went in, obviously, words were exchanged, they took the gun out and stole money from people and forced them to hand over their watches while they were brandishing semi-automatic firearms. I don't know what types, I don't know anything else. All I know is that at one point, according to the arrest warrant,
Jesus.
Baker was the one who ordered another suspect wearing a red mask to shoot an individual who was just coming into the party.
So they were going like these are like these underground house parties that turn into sort of casinos. So
well,
to speak.
This, I mean, so this is the other part of the story. Apparently, earlier in the week, they had been going to parties and lost a lot of money gambling.
About 17,000. Yeah.
So they were what, trying to steal their money back?
Recoup their money by the end of the week. Yeah. We're going to get that money back. They didn't Rain Man it. You know, they said, hey, let's get some guns and just go in and flip a table and just start taking money and watches off people. They also had three cars lined up, pointed at the street. One was a Lamborghini, another was a BMW, and a Mercedes, and those are the three getaway cars. So they can make a fast exit.
Right.
And nobody would see that.
There's conflicting witness reports as to whether or not Baker had a gun or if he was just telling other people who had the gun to shoot people. But it's still, I think all of it's frowned upon. I don't think any of it is okay in the eyes of the law. So.
Sure. Well, then. I mean, these are both two legit players.
Yeah, now, starting corners, yes.
Baker was a first-round pick last year and played all of last year.
With character issues coming into the draft, yes.
This guy can play. He's a first-round pick. He may have just, may have, I don't know, you know, presumption of innocence until they, you know, go in front of a jury of their peers. But if this is true, wow, what a blow to your career that will be, friends. Wow, and Dunbar plays too. He plays.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And I mean, to go through all this for,
doing?
And this is just from one witness, but one witness said that they had lost about $70,000 gambling at a party a couple of days before.
Right. Drop a little paper, baby, turn it up. You know, like money ain't a thing.
So, you know, someone else coming in wearing the red mask took $800 in cash and a Rolex worth $18,000.
That's been a nice watch.
So, Submariner. That was nice. Let's see. The assailant in the red mask then took from another man $7,000 in cash and a Hublot watch?
Yeah, that's the Brady has that one.
That one was
took
valued.
A Hubble telescope. Mm-hmm. They were looking at the stars. Yep. Makes sense.
That watch was valuable.
I hear that happens a lot at those parties.
Hubble. Yeah. But it seems to the point, like, these are like invite-only parties for gambling.
That was a $25,000 watch. And then at another point, this person says, Baker and a person identified only as Shy were playing cards with others when Baker and Shy pointed their guns to take more money and other valuables. So I don't
I can't believe, guys, I can't believe they got caught. I mean, I'm surprised that that feels like it was a pretty tight plan there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing the card game, so you know who you're playing the card game with, and they stood up and flipped the table and then pulled the guns like it was Tony Montana.
Yeah,
they got to stop watching those movies, you know?
It's shocking because it doesn't sound like there were any loose ends in that plan, so it's amazing that they got caught. I'm surprised. You wonder, like, what did you think was going to happen after all this?
They thought they were going to get away, and when the league said we're going to open facilities, they were going to come back and everything was going to be fine.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is where the legal experts weigh in. This is great. Their best defense would be if they have an alibi and can show they weren't at the party. It seems unlikely, given that multiple witnesses, eyewitnesses, told police they saw Baker and Dunbar at the party and in some cases interacted with them. It's also possible, do you think, that electronic evidence such as photos or videos taken on partygoers' iPhones and cameras place Baker and Dunbar at the scene. Do people do that? People ever take out their phones and take pictures while they're at a party?
Nah. Oh.
No. Some of these houses they're at, they probably don't have cameras installed, right?
So the best defense will be, wasn't me. Somebody else. Wasn't me. You got the wrong guy. Wrong guy. Matt's in the car. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how we doing, guys? I just wanted to ask. To go down 70 grand during this pandemic with no sports on, I'm wondering what exactly they were betting on. Was it like Madden simulations or table tennis? I'm not too sure how you could.
I think it was a card game.
Oh, no, it's cards. It's gambling.
Okay.
Gambling party.
On sports.
Could be dice.
Okay. That was
could be craps.
Yeah, no, I think it was cards and dice and that sort of thing. Table games, if you will. You know,
they're playing chutes and ladders.
It was a casino night. It's a casino night.
It was a charity casino night. And
it actually had two girlfriends.
It actually had a roaring 20s theme to the party, I heard. I heard everyone was in costume.
I've heard reports that it was actually a COVID-19 relief charity night and that these guys got really angry when they found out they wouldn't be able to claim their gambling losses on this year's taxes that they just filed for charitable donations. And that's why the dust up.
Look like an episode of Boardwalk Empire when you walked into that place.
These guys. I mean.
All right, then. 617-779-0985. If you have any thoughts on that story, feel free. And thoughts on Major League Baseball as well. More of your calls are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He came from somewhere back in her long ago.
related. Talk about life. Then it's over with your beatitudes.
I'm singing a song. Jot Rock Friday.
Sure is.
That didn't sound like Doobie Brothers? It did.
Yamo, take these headphones off if you
Yamo
keep singing.
Be there.
617-779-0985.
Yeah, why do you say, like, hey, you're going to Cape? What are you looking forward to doing down the Cape?
Capey things.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, just
you're
because
not getting that itch?
I know.
You're not getting the itch to get out in the sun a little bit?
Yeah, you can get out in the sun here. I'm saying, like, you like to go down the Cape because you like to hang around with, you know, 1,000 people and do your fireworks and,
well,
and go to these restaurants. And
right.
I don't, you're
Atlas,
not going to be doing any of that.
Right.
You're not going to be doing your fireworks. You're not.
There'll
be
restaurants open. Most are outside down there.
Oh, they are open outside?
Most will be. I mean,
Memorial Day
changes this week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'll definitely be open.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't know, but I'm guessing that Monday we're going to find out that we get to have some of the things that Rhode Island has had.
Yeah, it should be phase one, what Rhode Island did. I'd be shocked if it's not, wouldn't you?
The problem is going to be, so getting a table, because it's going to be like one every three tables.
Bingo. That's why you got to know people.
You got to be Zoe, right?
I hope you come down, hook you up.
I heard a story the other day from someone who is in that general vicinity of where you are down the Cape.
Yeah, because like everywhere I go down there, it's all outside. I don't like the inside places because they're always hot. Go ahead.
Who said there was a day, I don't know when it was, last summer, a couple summers ago, when you were in one of your spots.
Uh-huh.
And I think it may have been Jay Miller's place.
Yeah, Courtyard.
And, yeah, Courtyard. And you were in there. Did you have your Super Bowl rings on there at any point in time?
No, I'd never take them out. No. Only at events, unless it was an event.
Not even one? Was there one? Like maybe just one of them?
No.
Oh.
No. No. You know me. I don't wear them out unless I do a Coors Light appearance or I'm doing one of those speaking things. No.
And there was someone who
would
really
never want a player to see me with one on.
There was someone who didn't know anything about anything and was like running out and they're like, oh my God, there's a Patriots player in there. And this person was like, really? Who? And then walked in and was like, oh, it's so.
Yeah, it's like 53. Like,
talking about Super Bowl rings and crap.
There's Steve Nelson over there. Look at that. He's cool. Yeah. The Patriots player in there. Stupid.
Mike is in Kingston. Mike.
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So I've been talking with my buddies lately, and we were talking about the MLB coming back, and I mentioned how if the other leagues push back until the summer and the MLB has competition in the summer for the first time ever and they look like the morons that they are and having 4.5-hour games, they're not going to get the attention that they want, especially if these other leagues come back. So do you think that that makes the MLB make the changes that everyone wants to see, like the pitch clock and all these other things that, you know, maybe make the game faster and make it better because their audience is going to be worse if the other sports are competing with them in the summer?
I'll tell you what, if I'm the owners next year, I shove that down their throat in the CBA. Like, we're not going to negotiate unless we're changing the game.
But let's say the players drag this out right now.
Yeah.
Shove it down their throat right now. Hey, guys.
Exactly.
Tough bleep. Right, if the players piss off the league enough, maybe the league just stops caring about what the players think. Maybe that would be the best path forward to make improvements to the style of play and improvements to the game. Stop caring about these guys. Stop listening to the players. Just do whatever you want to do. Manfred, have some balls for once. Please. Please, please, please. Let the players piss you off and then go into this and say, you know what, I'm done listening to these idiots, these tone-deaf children that are in this league. I'm going to just tell them that they play by our rules now. It's our league. We're the ones that need to make sure that this thing is successful and more popular than it is, and maybe we bring back some of those fans that we've lost along the way.
Yeah.
You know what, Bryce? We're going to make baseball great again is what we're going to do. I'd quote them. That's what I would do. I mean, in theory, that's supposed to happen. Hey, we've got competition now. We've got to be better. And they then are better. They do things that they think will make the experience from a spectator standpoint better.
And that's the one.
I still have my fears, though. They have a long track record of not doing anything on this front.
It's one thing when Snell comes out. Snell's a $7 million a year guy.
Yeah.
But when Bryce Harper comes out. He's in year two of a $330 million deal, fully guaranteed. And he's like, yeah, about time someone said something, man. Somebody's got to stand up. I love that dude.
Do you know what's interesting
that
about all this?
Sticks with people.
There's a clause that was figured out early in the process here that guys that are no longer playing but have contracts that have been voided and the team still has to pay on them, that there's no reduction in those salaries. And Prince Fielder is owed,
Prince
I believe,
Fielder, 24.
Yeah. He's owed $24 million this year. He may end up being the highest paid Major League Baseball player this season because
Ellsbury's
there's nothing that can happen. Yeah,
but
they're not.
The Yankees are
trying,
they're
trying not
back.
To pay it.
I know.
They're trying not to pay it, the cheap bastards. Like, give me a break. You signed him. You owe him the money.
Well, he went to see another doctor. That was on the option, I think, the $5 million option. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Clause.
What
yeah.
a scam that is. No kid. They're trying to get out of paying him the money because they shouldn't have signed him to that money in the first place.
It's like Vince McMahon and Oliver Luck.
He used the company's cell phone for personal use.
Yeah, call his wife that day.
Can't do that.
You use your company vehicle to do something that was not for the company. Like, come on.
What are those copies that you're making there? Let me see that. Health forms for your daughter's summer camp. You're fired.
I used to work at a place in radio, not be named.
Company email for personal use. What?
I used to work at a radio place, not be named. Where one of our assistant port ops came in, he didn't have a car, but he took the station van every once in a while. He slept in it. He like took it home, and nobody knew it. It's crazy. Good business we live working.
Yes.
Watch those sports up bands, people.
Yes.
Make sure to lock them up in that gate.
Right. All right. Let's get to headlines. They take 90 seconds. We're right back. We have a bunch of football items, including one about the Patriots going after Clay Matthews. This offseason. The details of that story next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.